Welcome to VI Talk, sharing ideas, information, and support.
Hi, everybody, it's Dawn from VI Talk. We had the pleasure today of introducing Beverly Duguid, who's going to talk to us today about fitness and well-being. Hi, Beverly.
Hello. Hi, everyone. As Dawn said, my name is Beverly Duguid, and I am, well, my professions are varied, but at the moment I'm developing something called mindful visual awareness. And I've been involved with this for probably about a year and a half, but I've been doing meditation for over 30 years, various types of meditation. So if people aren't familiar, meditation involves really being still. That's how I would describe it. Sitting in a posture that you are directed to sit in, maybe cross-legged on the floor, maybe on the chair, maybe even walking. Some people walk by doing meditation, and becoming still. And it's not really about emptying your mind, as a lot of people think. It's mindfulness, which is one type of meditation that I've been doing for about, I would say, 5 years. Yeah, about 5 years I've been doing mindfulness. And I find mindfulness one of the most helpful forms of meditation I've ever done to help with stress and anxiety. So with mindfulness, it's more about trying to be with whatever thoughts you have in your mind, mm-hmm. and being still, trying to be still. But it involves the senses, which is why I've decided to develop it as something for visually impaired people.
Okay, so you talked about being for the senses. So can you explain how and why you got involved with this, if you don't mind explaining that to us?
No, not at all. So basically in 2009, I was diagnosed with glaucoma. And as a result of that, I've had two eye operations, and I became quite anxious and stressful around the prospect of losing all of my vision. There was a period where at the beginning of my diagnosis, they weren't really sure exactly what it was that I had. So I went through about 6 months of them going through a process of diagnosing maybe that I had MS, maybe I had a brain tumour, and all of this was obviously quite stressful.
Yes.
So
yes.
Once they found out the diagnosis and found out that it was glaucoma, I then wasn't really sure how progressive it was. So I think I spent really probably about 3 years not really knowing how progressive it was and going to more fields for regular checkups every 4 months and trying lots of different drops, which didn't work. And this was in one eye at the time, my right eye. And when they discovered the glaucoma, I actually had lost some vision already. So there was this kind of rush to find out what the situation was, whether they could stabilize the vision loss. So over a period of those 3 years, I actually lost quite a lot of vision whilst I was trying different drops. And obviously this affected my work and also my confidence, etc. So by the end of the fourth year, I then had to have an eye operation on that eye because the vision was to actually save the sight, the remaining sight that I had. So after that, I then had the eye operation, then another eye operation, and I was unemployed for about a year. And then I started working for the sight loss sector, started working for Thomas Pocklington Trust and London Vision. So I worked for them for about 4 years, both of those organisations, in research, mainly in research. And in my first year of working for Thomas Pocklington, I was suffering from really bad migraines as a result of the eye operations, getting back to work, all the different things you face, your readership, your listeners may face when being out of work and then getting back into work.
Yeah.
I I'd lost a lot of confidence in my own ability to use a computer. I had lots of blurred vision, etc., and headaches. And I think it was someone suggested mindfulness to me. I think, or I remember reading something. And after a few months, I decided to go to a mindfulness class. And then last year I did another mindfulness class. So mindfulness-based stress reduction is something that was invented by a man called Jon Kabat-Zinn in America, in Massachusetts. Mm-hmm. And he did like a pilot with people with different conditions. Some had chronic pain, chronic back condition. Some people had anxiety. And what they found was that through going through this 8-week program of sitting practice, being with your breath, being with your thoughts, being with sounds around you, for different periods of time, the minimum I would do is about 10 minutes of sitting practice, that people's conditions didn't get better, but they were able to cope with the reality of what they were going through. Yes. And that's what I found with mindfulness, that I've been able to cope with the anxiety. It's still there, but through the regular sitting practice, I've been able to cope with my anxiety. And I've developed mindful visual awareness as an accessible form of meditation, because what I found was when I went to classes, they were often not accessible to people with visual impairments.
Yeah.
So that was particularly the material that came with the course.
So where did you learn to do the practice? Where did you go and be taught that?
Yeah. So there's two organisations that I use. So one was Being Mindful, and they're based in South London. They're a charity. And it was quite a big class. And I found it that was the first one I did for to help with stress. So the mindfulness-based stress reduction course. And it's often called MBSR. If you look it up on, you can Google MBSR. You can also Google mindfulness and find out lots, but sometimes there's too much information.
Yeah.
So that was the first place I did the course was Being Mindful. The second place was with Breathworks. And Breathworks are a charity as well. And they have their roots in, I think, Buddhist meditation, but developed mindfulness out of that. And again, it was an 8-week program, but this time around health. So this was coping with health, your health condition. So, for example, if you have pain around your health condition, it helps again to stabilize your mood, maybe your thoughts, maybe even just getting you to cope with the fact that you get out of bed with chronic pain, but you're able to sit for 5 minutes in meditation. It might be something as a progression. So it's not with what I really find helpful with mindfulness. It's non-judgmental. It's a non-judgmental practice. Mm-hmm. So I didn't find myself after 2 weeks thinking, I can't do this. I don't know how to do this. There's no proper way to do this meditation and beat myself up. It takes away all of that, because at the basis of mindfulness, it tells you that we all have busy minds.
Yes.
So yeah, you're sitting with your busy mind and you're trying to be in this present moment now and forget about what's going to happen or what has happened. You're just here now and all you have is this moment.
Right. That's interesting, because I know a lot of our people on our page are saying that obviously at the moment with the COVID thing, they are struggling to stay focused and keep motivated. And I think people are really struggling with that at the moment. So any good helpful hints and tips would be brilliant for doing that.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, on my website, I have my website up, and during COVID, I decided to put up a resources page. I hadn't actually finished setting up my business.
Right. So
I'll tell you a little bit about the business and then some hints and tips.
Yeah, that'd be great. Thank you.
Yeah, so So last year I decided to do something around mindfulness for visually impaired people. I thought it was important to set up something by VI people for VI people. Just because I understand some of the experiences that we can get. So that's the reason why I did that first. And then I started to, I've been writing something for a couple of years around my own experience of what I've just described around mindfulness and sight loss. And what I was going to do was really just become a freelancer and try to promote the book that I'm writing. Mm-hmm. But then as I looked into things a bit deeper, I thought, well, why don't I do something around mindfulness? And I just thought, well, what can I do? I didn't really know what to do. I'd never had my own business, never run a charity. I worked for charities. And so gradually I started doing a few courses and thinking about the length and scope of this and what could I do. And so I was doing all of this and working, trying to work with other practitioners, yoga practitioners and mindfulness practitioners, and thinking about, just putting on a few classes locally. Mm-hmm. And then lockdown hit, a couple of months ago.
Yeah.
And I thought, well, why don't I just put up some resources? I'd already started building a website, thinking about what I could do. And so what I've done is I put up a list of resources with the organisations that I've been in contact with. So Being Mindful is one I've used. Breathworks is the other one that I've used. And then another one called Lapis. And they're based in, North London. And I've worked with them around bringing mindfulness to the VI community when I work for London Vision. So they're psychotherapists and offer inclusive psychotherapy for people with disabilities. Yes, exactly. And they're wonderful. So I was working with them previously. So they're on my website. And then also John Kabat-Zinn, who I mentioned, has been offering daily meditation practices by Zoom.
Oh, brilliant.
There's a link to that on my website as well. And so joining, I think there's a minimum of 1,000 participants, but they're also recorded. And so you can actually go on and just do the practice with John Kabat-Zinn, the originator of mindfulness, through this link.
And so, would they be accessible for people with VI? Because obviously, they need to be a bit more descriptive and things like that. Would people with a visual impairment be able to follow them?
Yeah, so I've put a disclaimer that some of them are charged. Some people are charging. Some people are not accessible. The people who I know are VI friendly are the Mindfulness Project, who I was talking with before lockdown. Also Lapis. And also Being Mindful, where I did my course. Again, they have links to their... Most of them are using Zoom. I know Zoom can be problematic.
Yeah.
But most people are using Zoom at the moment as a way of connecting with people.
Yes. Yeah.
So great. Yeah. So that's the link. So that's what I've developed so far. But my business is broader. So I'm trying to... look at putting together yoga classes once lockdown is over, and also that will be again accessible yoga where things are more descriptive.
Yes.
So why I say that I'm accessible is that I believe it's all about communication. So I try to communicate and be as clear as possible on my website. Use accessible. Basically try and have things in large print. If I have try not to just have PDFs and have things in accessible format like Word, but also the software that I'm using. I'm investigating different sorts of software I can use that will be accessible for what people are using, the screen readers people are using out there.
That's great.
Yes.
You touched on your book that you've written. Is that available in Audible or...?
I'm still writing the book. I've been on the book for 2 years. So I've just been awarded some money from the Arts Council to finish the book.
Excellent.
So it's very difficult, as you probably know, writing and working at the same time.
Yeah,
I found it quite difficult. So because I actually left London Vision last year,
okay,
and became freelance. So I'm partly freelance and partly working as a researcher.
Brilliant.
So basically, I'm doing two things at once. So I'm trying to get the book finished in the next couple of months, and it will be. I'm self-publishing it, so it will be available on Kindle.
Brilliant. That's great.
As an ebook, yes.
So if people wanted to contact you regarding your website or anything to do with meditation,
yes,
can you give us some contact details if possible?
Of course, yes. Yeah. So my website is under my name, beverlyjdugid.com, and I'll spell that out. It's Beverly, B-E-V-E-R-L-E-Y, J, Dugid, my surname is spelled D-U-G-U-I-D.com. So that's my website. But you can also contact me under info.insightmind, I-N-S-I-G-H-T-M-I-N-D. That's InsightMind. So it's info.insightmind@gmail.com. So InsightMind is the business name that I will be using in the future, as I thought it was a good way to amalgamate everything that I'm about.
Absolutely,
InsightMind is about meditation, but also about other things I'll be doing, like writing as well. I'm hoping to do poetry and creative writing courses as well.
Excellent.
So it's part of what everything that I'm doing. So
yeah. Are you hoping to do them online workshops and also obviously out and about workshops as well in the community?
Yes. Well, what I want to do is develop an online meditation course, which will be coming out in the next couple of weeks. So that'll be a three-part meditation course, and that's what I've been working on during lockdown. And also, once we're out of lockdown, I want to do the yoga classes and creative writing in the community. It would be really great if I could get that going.
Okay, that's great. No, I'm sure that we'll be asking you to come back on again and give us an update and let us know how you're getting on. That'd be really
yes,
good.
That's really wonderful. So if anybody wants to contact me, and if anybody's also interested in guided meditation one-to-one, if you're a bit nervous about doing meditation, often people are, I can do one-to-one by FaceTime, even over the phone, if you haven't got anything like FaceTime, Zoom, I can do, and also by WhatsApp video. Anything you can do. You can do meditation 5 minutes for 5 minutes. So I can
That's
do
brilliant.
One now if you like. If you've got time, I can do one now.
Yeah, please do.
Yeah? Okay. Okay, so everyone listening, so if you're sitting on a chair, that would be great. Even if you're sitting on the sofa right now, or if you're lying in bed listening to this, just sit comfortably on your chair. For example, if you're sitting on a chair, become aware of your spine, okay? On the back of the chair or the bed or the sofa. And then feel your feet on the floor, if you're sitting, that is. Feel your feet on the floor, back on the chair. And if it's appropriate for you, comfortable for you, you can close your eyes or you can leave your eyes open, whichever is comfortable for you. Place your hands in your lap or if you're lying by your side. Palms upwards. And then what you can do is just become aware of your breathing, your normal breath. And what you can do is you can feel your breath wherever it is in your body. So it may be in your tummy, maybe in your chest. Sometimes people feel their breath in their ears, in your mouth. And just for a few seconds, begin to get in contact with that breath. And if you feel your mind wondering. All you do is bring your attention back to your breath, time and again. After a while, become aware of any noises you hear in the room or in your body. Become aware of yourself sitting on the chair, the sofa, or the bed. Just become aware of yourself outside your body. And if you've had your eyes closed, open them and just take a big breath in through your nose and out through your nose and come back into the room. And that's just a simple, simple practice you can do if you're feeling anxious.
I think a lot of our listeners will really benefit from that.
Yeah. I just went through that really quickly. You can take longer doing that.
Yes.
Obviously, it just went through really quickly because of time. But yeah, it's a really, really centering meditation to do.
Brilliant. Can you recommend any good meditation music to listen to while you're doing meditation?
Yes. You can go on to Spotify, if anybody has Spotify and they find it accessible, or even if you have Apple Music, there's loads of relaxation music. You can just type in mindfulness or relaxation music,
right,
and loads come up, even on YouTube as well. But I find because of the adverts cutting in, obviously that's difficult, but Spotify or Apple Music, if you have that, you can go on and just find loads, and I can put some up on my website if people are interested as well. I can go through.
That'd be great. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Okay, well, thank you very much for your time today. Really, really appreciate it. And
you're
I'm
welcome.
Sure that we'll be in touch again soon.
Okay, great.
You can contact us by emailing podcast@vitalk.co.uk, on Facebook by searching for VI Talk, on Twitter @VITalkPodcast, and our website address is www.vitalk.co.uk.